God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Seeing Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now let me just stop here and elaborate. If you read 2 Corinthians, 6th chapter, he said in verse 14, he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What's the answer?
None.
What communion has light with darkness?
None.
What concord has Christ with Belial, the devil?
None.
What part has he that believeth with an infidel?
None.
What agreement has the temple of God with idols?
None.
For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God. There shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I'll receive you, and will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Is he writing to born-again believers?
Yes.
Tongue talkers?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can fellowshipping with the wrong things defile you?
Yes.
And contaminate you?
Yes.
Even though you're born again? You're a child of God. Can you be defiled? Contaminated? Yes. And yes, the blood of the Lamb can wash you from your sin, but he's talking here about you cleansing yourself. How many know if you say, Lord, forgive me, but you stay in it? You're going to be immediately recontaminated. You got to purge yourself, get yourself out of it. Stay out of it. Go back to the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians 10. We haven't digressed now. We're talking about being a branch. What happens with the branches? He mentioned two kind of branches, didn't he? Well, I guess maybe three. One of them was non-fruit bearing, which wound up being dead and burnt. And then there was other one was a fruit bearing. Fruit bearing. What happens to non-fruit bearing? They get cut off and burned. I don't like the sound of that, do you? No, I don't like that at all. What happens to the fruit bearing? They get purged. You like the sound of purging? Better than burning? Oh yeah, me too. Well, I don't like purging. Well, do you like being removed and being burnt? No, I like purging. I choose purging. Besides that, if you're dirty, why don't you want to get clean? If you got some dead junk, why don't you want to get it cut off and get cleaned up? Who shouldn't want to bear more fruit? Look in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 18. He said, behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partaker of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God, and I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. That who would have fellowship with devils? The Corinthians. Are they saved? Are they born again? They're tongue talkers. They got the gifts of the Spirit in operation. I mean, they talk in tongues so much, he had to give them correction about where and when, how to do it. He has to talk to them about fellowshipping with devils? Saved people? Yes. Keep reading. He said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Does the devil have a table?
Yeah.
Apparently he does. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? It is possible for any of us, any day of the week, to fellowship with the wrong spirit. And it's possible for any of us, any day of the week, to yield to the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Lord. Just because you're born again doesn't mean you can't yield to a wrong spirit. And you know, some of the same spirits that you yielded to before you got born again will try to come back and court you, get you to yield to them again. It's kind of like an old boyfriend or old girlfriend after you're married. In fact, it's exactly like that. The Bible talks about spiritual adultery, doesn't it? And you know, maybe you were the wild party man, wild party girl, and you got straightened up and you got married. And here on Saturday night, a car full of your old drinking and partying drug buddies show up, pull up in the driveway, hollering, "Hey, Saturday night, let's go party. Come on, you know you want to. You know you like it. Come on." Y'all looking so sanctimonious. Remember what you did? Remember how much fun you had here? Remember this? Remember that? Spirits will do that. They will pull up in your driveway and blow the horn. After you got back from church, they will pull up in your driveway. Did you hear me? Pulling on you to yield to them. And if you yield to them, you defile yourself. And you're being spiritually unfaithful. You're getting intimate with wrong spirits. And you belong to the Lord. Oh, are you listening, friends?
Yes.
This is why we shouldn't go to every place. And we shouldn't be involved in everything. Because to go to those places and do what those people do and really get involved in it, you'll have to yield to the same spirits they're yielding to. Did you hear me? And if you do so, you provoke the Lord to jealousy. You're being intimate with His enemy. You know, if some folk, I'm talking about people, church-going people, saved people, tongue-talking people, DVD playing people, could see what they've been fellowshipping with and what they've been yielding to. After they quit throwing up, they would repent. Did you hear me? Spirits are real. You don't wait till you see something in a red suit and a pitchfork at your door. Did you hear me? They're real. One way you might describe it, that old feeling. That old feeling came back on you. Just look straight ahead. Everybody just look straight ahead. That old feeling. Those thoughts, those memories. See, this is why it's so much better to live a clean life all your life. Because then that way, the devil's got nothing to bring to you. To remind you of, because you never tried it. You never did it. Because there is pleasure in sin. The Bible says so. If there wasn't, nobody would be doing it. There's pleasure in sin, but it's very brief. And afterwards, there's death. Listen. If we yield to the wrong thing, we contaminate ourselves, we get defiled. And that chokes off our fruit. And that is between us and the Lord, isn't it? Well, think about it. If you're being unfaithful with His enemy, is that going to be a problem between you and the Lord, your husband? Well, yeah. Since there's something between you and Him, there's something that is blocking the flow. Oh, can you see this? Something, maybe there's a little bit of life flowing around it, but you got this sin, you got this disobedience, you got this rebellion, you got this junk. Oh, can you see this? And there's a little bit getting around the edge enough to keep you alive and keep you going. Oh, come on, can you see this? But you're drying up. Can you see this? You're drying up. You're shriveling up. And fruit? You ain't talked to anybody about the Lord in 3 years. You ain't led anybody to the Lord in 10 years. Did you hear me? No fruit. You hadn't had a miracle in when? This describes 3/4 of the church on the planet. It's sad, isn't it? But you don't have to be that way. I don't have to be that way. Man, we can get it out. Let's call the Holy Ghost Rotor Rooter. Let's say, man, I need a major purge job. Come, I mean, bring some TNT if you need to. Blow this thing out. Get the junk out of my life. How many understand you can't just say, get it out? You got to do something. You got to do something. You got to say, no, I'm not partying with you. No, I'm married now. No, I got a new Lord, and you're nothing to my life. How many know what Jesus said when his hour came and the temptation was there? He was able to say, this is the hour for the prince of the power there. He said, but he has nothing in me. Oh, what a statement. I said, oh, what a statement. He said, he's got nothing in me. He's got nothing in me. And how many know because he had nothing in him, there was nothing between him and the Father. There was a full flow. And when the Father spoke to him, he wasn't confused about it. He knew it was him. And he acted on it bold. And he had miracles. And he had works. And he had fruit. And can you see, you and I are called to exactly the same life as Jesus. Exactly the same life. Oh, this is exciting. This is exciting. Said out loud, he is the vine.
He is the vine.
The true vine.
The true vine.
And I am a holy branch.
A holy branch.
Look back in John 15 again. Jesus said, verse 4, abide in me. Stay in me. Maintain a living communion with me. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide, stay in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Why do Christians dry up? Why do their lives shrivel? Never dry, joyless, unfulfilled life. Well, there's something choking off the flow from the vine to them. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they're burned. Oh, but look, what if you keep a full flow? Look at verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Glory to God. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeing Jesus, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Be to God. Be to God.